people that came that Saturday morning, 56 days ago, were people that were forced to come and kill. They were forced by their families, by their brothers and by their sisters, Arabs, to come and kill people in their houses, peacefully praying their Saturday morning prayer. People were sleeping in their houses, and they just walked into there and killed people that were asleep. Daniel's friend, Danielle Sheffy, 5 years old, she was looking into terrorist eyes as he shot her. I don't think that they deserve a stake. People that are so bloodthirsty does not deserve anything whatsoever. Israeli tanks that marched the night after my father was killed into Hebron killed no one. They killed no one. The Arabs themselves, they kill themselves because other Arabs don't want to go and kill Jews. If an Arab decides not to go and kill, his family is going to be wiped out. And guess what? Then the CNN is going to come in there and say, Israelis kill them. Is this the truth?
No!
It's not the truth. Israelis are not killing Arabs. We are not killers. We're just defending ourselves and we're being killed everywhere. We can't go to a pizza place. We cannot go and walk peacefully on the street. We cannot go to buy bread in the supermarket because guess what? We're going to be exploded. We have no right whatsoever to live a life. Why? Because we're Jews? We deserve everything as any person in America. We deserve to sit in a pizzeria house, and we deserve to go to the shore, and we deserve to go to the shopping mall. We're not supposed to be weeping in our houses on people that are dying every single day. Thank you for coming, and I hope that the change is coming. Shema Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
The world is a narrow bridge. Va'ikar lo lefached klal. We will not back down. We will not be afraid. In Israel, in America, all over the world, please join.
Yes, sir.
thank you, Lord.